Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Tom Cruise dies in battles against aliens and then lives and dies and lives and dies again and again in Edge of Tomorrow.
What day is it?
Judgment Day.
You just came in with the fresh recruits.
The invasion will fail, along with every soldier you are sending.
He knows all that because he's already experienced it in a movie that feels like a fusion of Groundhog Day and War of the Worlds. Based on an intriguing Japanese novel for young people, Edge of Tomorrow leaves the Cruise character and most of the audience totally confused until a fearless woman warrior played by Emily Blunt explains everything.
What happened to you happened to me. You hijacked their power. I need your help.
With what exactly?
Winning the war.
We can do this. Just come here every day and I'll train you.
I'm not a soldier.
Of course you're not. You're a weapon.
And if you don't think too deeply about the plot, Edge of Tomorrow is a fairly effective weapon in the fight to keep you entertained and amazed. The special effects range from very good to brilliant, the 3D is above average, and the acting, especially by Emily Blunt, is first rate. No, it doesn't make a lot of sense that the massed armies of planet Earth seem to be powerless against primitive reptilian creatures from the great beyond. But the blowout battles are impressive nonetheless. Rated PG-13 for dark, dangerous elements and loads of sometimes deadly violence, 3 stars for Edge of Tomorrow, on the very edge of science fiction excellence.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.